Today is August 14th, 2026. This is your geopolitics briefing for Macro Observer. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover the first fully autonomous AI agent-driven government cyber attack uncovered by the Israeli firm Dream against Taiwan, alongside U.S. intelligence warnings that Russia is preparing to test NATO's Article 5 resolve, and a Saudi-Turkey-Pakistan defense pact that signals the Gulf hedging away from sole reliance on Washington. Start with a number that should worry every government running critical infrastructure: 2,500 personnel records pulled from Taiwanese government systems in just 4 days by software that nobody was actively steering. Dream, a Tel Aviv-based cyber defense firm valued at $1.1 billion after a $100 million Bain Capital-led round, discovered a 160-megabyte archive containing 1,395 files documenting the operation end-to-end. The toolkit was built from 2 open-source agentic frameworks, running up to 8 AI agents concurrently. It mapped 21 Taiwanese government systems, cracked 85 accounts, exfiltrated those records, and then pivoted on its own initiative to probe Taiwan's nuclear safety agency and at least 7 energy companies. Dream's Amir Becker, a veteran of Israel's Unit 8200, called it the first end-to-end autonomous government attack he'd ever encountered. The operators reportedly got past the model's safety training just by telling it the operation was an authorized penetration test. The strategic calculus here is that agentic AI has effectively democratized advanced persistent threat capability using tools that cost nothing and require no standing team of skilled operators. That collapses the labor and cost barriers that used to constrain large-scale intrusion campaigns, and it undermines any deterrence model built on the assumption that attribution risk or resource expense will discourage an adversary. This isn't isolated either. Anthropic disclosed in November that it suspected Chinese state-sponsored hackers manipulated its Claude model to attempt hacks against 30 international companies and government agencies. Building on that, researchers from the University of Tübingen, the Max Planck Institute, and the AI safety group Metr found that hidden reasoning traces across OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google models can be extracted through smaller sibling models sharing the same decryption key, a vulnerability that feeds directly into the distillation disputes now roiling U.S.-China AI competition. Taiwan, meanwhile, already absorbs an average of 2.6 million Chinese cyber attacks daily, up 6% year over year, which gives you a sense of the baseline this new autonomous capability is layering onto. More importantly, a parallel warning is emerging on the conventional military side. CNN, CBS News, and The Telegraph report that U.S. intelligence assesses Russia is preparing to test NATO's collective resolve through a limited attack on a member state, though the timelines diverge sharply, with CNN sources citing a horizon of a few years and The Telegraph suggesting as early as fall of this year. The corroborating incidents are piling up. An explosive-laden drone found at Leipzig Airport, assessed by U.S. officials as Russian in origin, a Russian Kh-101 cruise missile that crossed 90 kilometers into Polish territory on July 30th before crashing, and 3 drones shot down over Romanian NATO airspace within 3 days of each other. The shifting geography of power shows up clearly in the Institute for the Study of War's missile strike tracking. Russian ballistic missile strikes rose from 61 in April to 107 in May, 134 in June, and approximately 200 in July, a curve that isn't just escalating, it's accelerating. Ukrainian military intelligence official Vadim Skibitsky reports Russia is now exceeding its own missile production targets, running at 110 to 120% overall, with Kh-101 production at 140% and Kh-35 at 200% in July alone. The strategic calculus here is that the Patriot interceptor bottleneck is functioning as a de facto enabler of Russian escalation. The Telegraph reports the Trump administration has reversed course on licensing Ukraine to domestically manufacture Patriot systems, now citing concern that sensitive radar technology built in Huntsville, Alabama, could reach Russian hands. AEI's Heather Conley frames the real question as how the United States would respond if Article 5 itself were tested, which has long been Moscow's actual objective. Not territorial conquest alone, but severing the cohesion of the U.S.-European alliance. And there's a live rift inside the Trump administration itself, with Undersecretary of Defense Elbridge Colby and Vice President J.D. Vance favoring a reduced European commitment in favor of an Indo-Pacific pivot, against Secretary of State Marco Rubio's push for continued support. Building on that tension, Turkey has agreed to sell Ukraine 70 ATACMS missiles plus launchers, which analyst Scott Lucas reads as Ankara using arms sales as leverage against Moscow rather than full alignment with Kyiv. Reuters reports a North Korean missile unit deploying to Western Russia with up to 120 ballistic missiles, and Zelensky estimates total North Korean troop commitment could reach 30,000 to 50,000, up from roughly 12,000 in late 2024. Domestically, Russia's Supreme Court canceled the ballot registration of Yabloko, the only party calling for a ceasefire ahead of September 20th Duma elections, while Bloomberg reports a substantial expansion of FSB authority over Russian elites. This is a pattern with precedent. It echoes Crimea in 2014 and the Georgia War in 2008, calibrated incursions designed to test Western resolve without triggering a full collective response. Now to the Gulf, where the logic is different but related, hedging rather than confrontation. According to Ambassador Navdeep Suri and analyst Shai on Strat News Global, a trilateral defense pact between Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan has emerged from a 2024 Saudi-Pakistan bilateral deal alongside a separate 14-nation maritime coalition protecting Red Sea shipping lanes. Suri traces the immediate trigger to a February 28th U.S.-Israeli strike on Iran and Iran's subsequent retaliation against Gulf states, during which a Saudi official said U.S. air defenses were, quote, only available for U.S. assets and for Israeli assets. The strategic calculus here is that Riyadh is pursuing what Suri calls a U.S.-plus approach. Additional deterrence layers, not a substitute for the American security umbrella, but a hedge against a trust deficit sharpened by concern over Israeli regional dominance. Pakistan brings what Shai terms nuclear ambiguity, capable of traveling politically without a weapon ever moving. Turkey brings permanence through its existing footprint in Qatar's security architecture. Suri warns this creates a longer-term convergence risk for India. Pakistani manpower, Turkish industrial capacity, and Saudi financial resources combining into a more adverse security environment at a moment when India's alignment with Israel has already carried a cost in Gulf relations. A few more signals worth flagging briefly. In Moscow, Putin's approval rating stands at 66% by a Kremlin-adjacent pollster, the lowest since the 2022 invasion, even as Ukrainian strikes destroyed an S-400 system guarding his Gelenjik estate. On the U.S.-Israel relationship, a Carnegie Endowment panel cited AP polling showing 58% of Democrats now say the U.S. is too supportive of Israel, up from 45% in January 2024. While Gallup shows 57% of Republicans under 50 hold negative views of Israel despite 69% overall Republican favorability. A generational split forming under a relationship still worth $3.8 billion annually in military financing, with Israel now seeking a new 10-year package worth $16 billion. For the next 48 hours, watch Poland, Romania, and the Baltic airspace closely. Given the Telegraph's fall timeline for a possible Russian test of Article 5, any further drone or missile incursion into NATO territory in that corridor would be the clearest signpost yet that Moscow is moving from probing to testing. Watch also for whether Taiwan's National Security Bureau issues a formal attribution statement on the dream-disclosed autonomous attack. Silence there would itself be telling. Stay vigilant. Until tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.